Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
They get a victory 2-0, and their pitching performance will not get lost. As Luis Gil, in a game that was the most important of the season, you cannot lose three straight to Baltimore. And he's going up against Corbin Burnes, the pitcher everybody, myself included, myself the most, wanted traded to the New York Yankees, gets traded to Baltimore, and everybody went, Baltimore got Corbin Burnes now? Not only are they young, talented, built better than the Yankees, and are going to be the better team in the division for the next 350 years, now they've got Corbin Burnes. Oh, boy. Yankees are in trouble. And Luis Gil, who we weren't even sure was going to be in the rotation when the season started, or when spring training started, absolutely threw dynamic stuff at this Baltimore lineup. That is a good, young, talented lineup. His fastball is devastating. He's got, when he can locate, you are seeing Luis Gil arguably has the best stuff on the staff without Cole. Rodon's been really good, and that slider has come back a little bit, but the best stuff on the staff, the most dynamic stuff on the staff is Luis Gil. And he comes through with an incredible performance in this game to shut down the O's and allow this Yankee offense, who's still sputtering, and Judge went right after a good weekend in Milwaukee, has gone right back in the tank, and I don't care about who's hitting behind him and the struggles there and the pitches he's getting. He looks awful on sliders, and he looks like he's guessing on fastballs away. He's taking fastballs away, swinging at sliders away. And in the first inning of this game, yesterday in particular, the first inning, he got a hanging slider in the middle of the plate, and he is pounding everything into the ground. He looks bad. Rizzo, after having the best week with the AL Player of the Week, has reverted back to being bad. Stanton has really done nothing. Gleyber Torres, again, has been bad. The middle of that lineup, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, Torres, has been awful in this series. Awful. And Oswaldo Cabrera hits the home run right down the line, and it's good enough for this pitching staff and Luis Gil, who stepped up and gave you a brilliant performance. And then the other aspect of this game for me is Clay Holmes. And the manager, who we killed Friday night, myself included, Friday night in Milwaukee, didn't show the urgency. Clay Holmes comes out for one inning, he pitches 10 pitches, and they don't bring him back out for the second inning, even with a lead. They go to Tompkin, who's barely with the team. It's been DFA'd by two different teams, three different times already this season, and it wasn't even May yet. And his first appearance for the Yankees is to come in and save a game against a good Milwaukee team. It made no sense, with a runner on second, no less. Aaron Boone showed you last night the urgency in this game. And this is the difference. And I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what Boone says. I don't care what anybody says. That, I don't know if last year, now again, Clay Holmes happens to be throwing the ball terrific, but I don't know if last year or any time in Boone's history as Yankee manager, he brings in the closer to get five outs with a two-run lead. Five. And Clay Holmes comes in with the top of that order to get Henderson and Rutschman with runners at first and second, and a guy who everybody complains, early on in this year, the Yankees need a closer. They're going to have to attack the closer at the trade market, at the trade deadline. He's just not good enough. He doesn't miss enough bats. It's always a heart attack. He puts guys on. Have you seen him? Sure, he hasn't given up a run. He's been helped out by his defense and blah, 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 blah. He comes in and goes through the beginning and middle of that Baltimore lineup like a hot knife through butter. He comes in and absolutely dominates Henderson and Rutschman and strikes them both out with some of the filthiest stuff you've ever seen. His sinker, and you heard the manager of the Orioles talk about it too in the postgame, that sinker and slider combination right now, the way he's got it going, is devastating. The movement on those pitches and the shape of his slider and breaking ball right now, he is filthy. He still hasn't given up a run. He comes in and gets five outs. The top five hitters in that lineup, top six because he gives up a single on a soft hit ground ball in the right spot, which is the concern about Clay. Because, you know, he doesn't miss bats typically that much. He does give up contact and a lot of it weak with the movement he has on his pitches. And it leads to fluky stuff happening and balls squeaking through or infield singles and whatever else. Were you looking for more swing and misses? Well, he gave you swing and misses last night. And Clay Holmes right now, I don't know what will take place the entire rest of the season. And I'm not saying overall he's the best. Find me another closer pitching as well right now. Clay Holmes is the best closer in baseball right now. And the rest of the bullpen, we thought Hamilton was that guy. He has to come in and get the last two outs of an inning where Hamilton had absolutely nothing, a leadoff walk, hit batter. I mean, right now, Ferguson, who's been terrible this year, came in, and over the last two or three outings, he's been one of the better pitchers on the team. Like, right now, I don't trust the bullpen at all. And they're waiting for guys to recover from injury, but that's an incredible performance from Heal, an incredible performance from Clay Holmes. A two-run homer, the first game, I think they are now 1-9 in 10 games where they score two runs or less. That's the first win they've had all year scoring two runs or less in the biggest game of the year, setting up a game tomorrow afternoon where they have an ability with Rodon on the mound, who's been great, to tie the series and go and split a four-game series on the road against the Baltimore Orioles. They're the first team in the American League to 20 wins, and they've gotten nothing from Judge, and Cole hasn't pitched yet. And I know that's going to get tired, and I know we're going to get tired of hearing that. But here's the fact of the matter. They've lost one series, and so much of the fan base is in the tube, is depressed about how this team is. So many callers I deal with, so many people are unhappy with this Yankee team that is now 20-12 and have lost one series with a bullpen that, everyone hates the manager, a bullpen that has one guy you really trust, a lineup that nobody's hitting besides a handful of guys, namely Verdugo before he left for paternity, obviously, the great Juan Soto and Oswaldo Cabrera. Name me another guy who's going well besides Judge for a couple of games and Rizzo for a week. And maybe Anthony Volpe to start the year. And yet, with all that, the most wins in the American League, tied for first place, percentage points behind the Orioles, and they have an opportunity to go up a game in the division with Rodon on the mound. If you are, I don't know how you're not at least somewhat pleased with what's going on with the New York Yankees. It's May 1st. They've gotten nothing from Judge, and Cole is still on the mend. And they're tied for first against the team that everybody told me is 10 times better. And by the way, enough with this Orioles team is set up for a million years. Let me see them pay them. I know they got new ownership. Let's see. And how many years have we heard about the Toronto Blue Jays and how young and talented they are and how they're going to be a problem in the division for the next however many years? They stink. And Baltimore is shown to be better than that. And they're a young, talented team. But we know all these young kids, they're going to keep them. They're going to keep all of them. They're going to pay all of them. The Yankees have no chance in this division for the next 10 years. They better get it this year. Ah, phooey. Bunch of crybaby Yankee fans. That's what I hear and see. All I know is this New York Yankee team is tied for first, most wins in the American League, and this offense is going to get better.